Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Gotta take these pictures to me. For the souvenir book. And I'll send word out to everybody last week. So whoever here is ever gonna take the picture, that'd be good enough for the souvenir book. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you. How you brought us to your house just one more time. In the midst of a troubled world. War and rumors of wars are here. But we thank you, in spite of what we see and what we hear. We lean and we're dependent on you. We have no other God besides you. You're the God that made the heavens and the earth. You rule and you super rule. We thank you for having our backs. Because you said in your word that you would be with us always to the end of the world. Blessed is thy word. Give us something to go by just on this week to feast on. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's my thought on today. The church is the place to be.
Amen.
How many of y'all know the church is the place to be?
Oh, yeah.
All right, believe that. Come on, give God a prayer. Believe, give it up for the Lord. You truly believe that?
Yes.
The church is the place to be.
Yes, it is.
Our opening scripture, Psalms 122:1.
All right.
Just that one scripture.
All right.
I was glad when he said unto me,
yeah,
let us go into the house of the Lord. Let me do this. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Yeah. One verse. I'm always glad to come to the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing like the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Now some people might dispute it, I mean by that is, they would say, you are the church. Correct. But there's a building that you go to worship. I'm like, David, I've been a lot of places, but I've never been a place like this. All my life, I've been hustling, bustling, going out to after-hour party, gambling, after-hour. Some of y'all are probably a little bit too young for that, but we stay up all night gambling. Yeah, I was a young lad. I knew where that was. I was with that because I knew where it is gambling at. I've been there. Been to the penitentiary. Been to the Marine Corps. California. I've been to some places. But this is the only place that I know that I can come. And it's a feeling I don't get nowhere. So I do know that the Spirit of the Lord dwells in this house. You can be worshiping your house. Might as well consider that a church.
Yeah. Amen.
That's how we started in our house.
Amen.
There's nothing like the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Hebrews 10:25 said, watch this, y'all. Not forsaking the assembling of yourself, of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. God wants a fellowship. He wants us to connect with each other in fellowship. I would dare leave the fellowship. It's up to you what you want to do. Some people haven't left the fellowship. When it went wrong, they didn't go to nobody else's church. We're not the only church on this corner. If you decide to leave, make sure you find yourself in fellowship somewhere else. But some folks decide to go all the way back out. I wouldn't want to take that chance because I don't know if I'll make it back.
Amen.
I ain't taking that chance. No, I've seen people leave. I've seen preachers. I have been going through so much. It was about 6 or 7 of us preachers. And I'll never forget. I was going through so much drama. And our pastor gave us 3 minutes to bring a sermon. 3 minutes. That's all he gave us. So, who want to go first? They started raising their hand. I just sat back in the cut. Look. Raising their hand. I just sat back in the cut. I took the last slot. The reason why I took the last slot is because with that mess up on, I could see it. Then I wouldn't know not to do it. So it came to me, had my 3 minutes, and he had taught us, if I tell you to get up and read the scripture, don't do nothing but read the scripture. Don't honor nobody. I didn't ask you to do that. Read the scripture. If I ask you to pray, he would say, you pray. You make sure you pray. I didn't ask you to do nothing else. Just pray. And I watched the other fellas. They were messed up. When I got up, I would do it right. So when we go fellowshipping, we had a bunch of churches we fellowship with. He would say, Minister Cole, open it up to read the scripture. I would go up. I would read the scripture. And I would sit down. So he put me up just by way of the word because he knew I was going to do what he said. Amen?
Amen.
So we got to be able to stay in the fellowship. Regardless of what you see, what you say, if you bump somebody, you still got to keep going in the fellowship. This is ludicrous that people go be in the fellowship and don't never bump each other. Y'all ain't hear me. There's something about the church. Beloved, there are many places people run to when life gets hit. Some run to money. Some run to friends. Some run to social media. Now, I don't understand the social media part. I don't understand that part. Can y'all help me understand that part? Why would you run to social media to know all your business? Can you answer that, brother? Why would y'all run to social media? Because you hurt, you said, or whatever, and get on it with me and my man, and you broke up. Don't know me all that.
No.
Why are you putting your business out there like that?
I don't do that.
Oh, my kids today, one of them acts up so, don't tell your business. What's going on in my house, go stay in my house. I don't need your opinion on me. So you keep, don't put yourself out there because some of them are dirty. They shoot back something dirty at you. Instead of saying, oh, okay, we see you, we understand. They start talking about you. Social media is a mess. Now, I don't know. Some people is good for. She get on it and teach. If you get on it and teach or do your scriptures, something about the Lord, don't tell your personal business.
Amen.
Oh, we going on a cruise next week. Okay, and the thief right next to the door, you looking at you. You going on your cruise. We got some for you. You and your crew. And then we're going to be gone 7 days.
7 days.
They watching your house.
Yeah.
For
real, y'all, for real. So I run to something. I used to run to alcohol and cocaine. I always smoked the weed like you smoke cigarettes. I had to run to that all the day. But I would run to the cocaine. Okay, because I got hooked on smoking the pipe. See, back in the 70s, let me share this with y'all. Cocaine began to start coming out. 69, yeah. 70, really, it was out there. 71, 72. But here's the point. They were locking up all the black boys for the petty dope. Ounce, half an ounce, some bags, $25 bag, $50 bag. But guess who was bringing over in boats? The white boys.
They were
flying in, they were boating in, they were doing everything in it, but they would get the little man and lock him up for a long time. I was in the prison with this one man, white guy, nice guy, me and him became friends. And I told him what I was in there for, armed robbery, burglary. I said, what you in there for? The man, they called me with a couple pounds of reefer, and I got 36 pounds. I said, you got what? And them boys were had that black boy, they get 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
I would just shake my head. But the Bible declares there's a place prepared by God Himself. The church is a place of refuge, place of healing, a place of power, a place of instruction, a place of transformation. And that place is the church, the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. He didn't say I was dragged in the house. He didn't say I was forced in the house. He said I was glad because he understood the church is the place to be. The church is God's dwelling place. Every time I come into this place, I can feel the Spirit of the Lord. Not one time have I came into this place and not feel the Spirit of the Lord. Anybody with me on that? Anybody feel the Spirit when they come up here? I don't care what church you're going to. The Spirit of the Lord is going to be in that church. If God can do it, if it's confused, if it's a hell, if it's big, all the church has the Spirit of God. And they worship different. Let me show you. The Baptists, when they worship, the Spirit of the Lord come on, they start running around the church. And some people say they ain't got the Holy Ghost. Yes, they do. That's how they do. You may speak in tongues, but you can't put them down and run around the church. The Spirit of the Lord is in these churches. The church is the dwelling place. Psalms 132 and 13 and 14. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired. Thank you, Lord. God says, I choose the church. I desire the church. I dwell in the church. Yes, God is everywhere, but there is a manifestation present where God's people gather together. When you come together, he's always in that place. Jesus said in Matthew 18 and 20, for where two or three gather together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. There's something special that happens when believers come together. You can be saved in the church. You can be saved at home. You can be saved in the grocery store. You can be saved anywhere. As long as you accept Christ as your personal Savior. Okay, so now here you get saved. Where do you go after you get saved? You go and try to find you a church home. So you can be taught. You can understand the worship, praise, fellowship. I don't know if y'all know, but we need one another. We can't make without one another. You go out there by yourself and think you're one man nine and you'll find out different.
Right.
God always wants us in the fellowship. Always.
Hallelujah.
Shonda Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009, for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant, and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Shonda Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
There is something special that happens when believers come together. Chains break. Burdens lift. freight rides, killing flows. You can pray at home, and you should. You can worship in your car, and you should. But there is a corporate power in the church. Don't let nobody tell you, you don't need to go to that church. Going to that church. Like I got a cousin there in Florida, and he sent me out a text the other day, and I love him. And he says to me, what happened between the Old Testament and the New Testament? I told him. And he said, white folks made it that Jesus. I shot back. I said, no, they didn't. They didn't make that Jesus up. He came and he really died, whether you accept it or not. And then he said, well, people can live, how he said, people can live without Jesus and still conduct themselves, be good people. And all I said, I shot back. I said, be good all they want to, but they'll be saved. They're still going to hell. He was sending another text. You can't send me that. I'm going to shoot right back at you. And we got another text, and I said, I still love you, because God bless. Are you going to sit up there? And all he always challenged me, I want to know, has he accepted the Lord? He tell me he had, but I don't know, but the stuff that he sent me, I wonder in my mind. Because he really is an ex-pimp from Chicago. And he really was a pimp. Oh, he really was a pimp. He wasn't no petty pimp. That man had all kind of women. But there is a corporate power in the church. That's why the enemy fights church. You ever notice when you get up on a Sunday morning, it just seems like it's so hard to get yourself together, to get up to the house of the Lord? I do it every Sunday. When I get in, everything changed. Man, my attitude changed. Well, everything I begin to be happier and happier. And I'm in a good place. But before I get here, I'm struggling. Struggling to get out of bed. Struggling to put dishes on. Looking at the clock, I said, well, I was about to stay home today. Get back in the bed. Sometimes you got to get back, get your butt up. Y'all don't have no struggle on Sunday mornings?
Amen.
Yeah, I'm being honest with y'all. Just because I'm pastor, no. I do want to say, I'm going to stand for an angel today.
Amen.
But soon, I get to moving and get in the car. When I walk through these doors, everything changes.
Everything.
The devil, for real, y'all, he don't want us to come to the house of the Lord. Some of y'all got kids. Y'all ain't got this Sunday morning.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. There's one part that you miss touch white. I'm going to wait for you. Yeah, touch white. Then sometimes you come to church, he makes you fall asleep. You won't sleep before you got here. And when you get here, it's time you sleep. That's the end of y'all, but that sleep won't go on you. I ain't thinking, and you got me a lot. Y'all realize, y'all, this devil is lying.
All right,
y'all want to. He don't want you in the house. He don't want you in fellowship.
Amen.
And I tell you, I don't care what we go through. Our church is set. You better know that we love one another regardless of how we go, what we do, and when we do it. We ain't got nobody else but us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I remember we used to fellowship all the time for COVID.
Yep.
But I want y'all to know what happened. Because some people said to me, COVID? We having this over here.
Okay.
Next week. 3:30. I want y'all to come. I don't like it, I'll give my answer. So next week come. 3:30. Right? Okay. People at home doing what they doing. I'm not doing all that running like I used to. I'm not young like I used to be.
Right, right.
I know I look young to y'all. I know I'm about the youngest I've been. But I don't feel like I used to. I don't feel like I used to.
Okay. He sure is.
You know? So, a lot of fellowship, I just don't do. If you're doing, that's on you. I just don't. And you know how people say about you, they say, you act funny. Yeah, maybe you act funny too.
Right.
So you might think I act funny. I just don't do a lot of dealing with people like I used to.
There you go.
I don't know if my age has done this to me. And I think it all started when I had surgery on my head, the kidney, and another surgery. But right before that, I'm like this. And I want y'all to take this note, I want y'all to be honest. I prefer you not to call me.
Okay.
Hold on, let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. If it's a church matter, but just a yak, don't call me.
All right.
I promise y'all, I don't do a lot of chat.
He don't.
Unless it's about the Lord. You can text me or you can call, especially about the Lord. But if it's about some nonsense, I don't care nothing about Trump.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about none of that. I want to hear about the Lord and what you need and what we can do to make things better for you and me in the Lord.
Amen.
I just don't talk about that.
Amen.
And you have to learn as you come along, especially as a minister. I remember before I became a minister, I couldn't hold water. If you told me something, it was out there. But guess what the Lord taught me? One day the Lord told me, he said, you shut your mouth.
All right now.
I said, but Lord, how am I going to do that? He said, shut your mouth. You don't know how to do it. And I was like, okay, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
So when you tell me something, you got to hear everyone about here.
Hallelujah.
If you pray out there, don't look at me. I'm not
that's right.
I ain't doing that. Right. Especially when you come to me embarrassing. No.
Yeah,
I already forgot. Ain't got time. I'm not putting your business out there. What kind of leader would I be? Put your business out there to these folks. I don't care even if you get into it, folks, the church members. I ain't putting y'all out there. We ain't doing that.
Amen.
Take
that
in
privacy. And Brenda's up there and tell me, she said, I'll be sitting there at home, the phone be ringing. I said, I ain't getting that. She look at me. I said, I'm not getting that. I'm eating. Hey, boo.
All right.
Call back. Yeah, they call back and leave a message.
Oh,
I don't care if I'm sitting there. I ain't get home. Look.
I mean, there you go.
I'm just not. It has not become a phone person.
Okay.
If we're going to say something, we're going to say something about church, whatever, we're going to be done with it and thank the Lord. We talk again.
That's it.
Right. I don't know what happened to me along the way. Brenda told me, say,
you know,
you always, I noticed that about you. Like she said, yeah, you showed up, you know, because you don't want to be bothered with the phone or nothing. No, I don't. Just leave me alone, I'll be good. And I don't know, sometimes they say it's good, sometimes they say it's not. You stay up to yourself. But I don't stay up to it, I got y'all. When I come here, the biggest thing that y'all hear me talking is now. I promise.
Yep.
She called me and she's pulling me up, woo, 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 but just about nothing, no.
Right.
And that's funny, huh? My family was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I could be talking to Rodney. I saw it before he could click. I said, Rodney, I wasn't even talking to Rodney. It's y'all all the same. just click them. Man, my sisters, auntie, my auntie really got it. She really got it bad. Really. My auntie, you ain't going to her house.
Oh,
auntie,
you brother, oh, no.
I'm talking about us immediate family. Unless she says, yeah, you know y'all can stop by here. Other than that, you ain't going to her house. Don't go to her house unannounced. You be standing at the door ringing the doorbell. She be standing there. You shouldn't have came unannounced.
All right.
So keep reading, but go home.
You ain't calling me.
I'm telling you. So listen, all of us have made that a lesson. Call before you go to my house. Send a text. But don't send me no text. Let me tell you something about calling. I got cameras in my house and in my phone. Every time a car goes by, if it got on there so bad, my ring, I just cut it down. I don't want to hear it no more. Car going by, front door, side door. Front door, side door, front door, side door.
I freed on that, Pastor.
You got cameras, they always going off. And I'm trying to figure out how you cut that feature off. I tried it. A guy, well, you need to show me because I can't deal with this like this. And then I look on it and it's five call. I don't know who called me. My volume is down. So call the house, y'all. I'm going to talk to
you. You don't
hear. Some people think I'll be funny. I ain't going to be funny. I look on it. Call 15 minutes ago, I saw.
Oh,
looking like blowing your horn. That's all.
Now don't forget me, my wife is not that old. So you don't want to disturb us at all. But there is corporate here from there, all right. See, I ain't no less disturbed. But there's more power in the church. When we pray, that moves God. Here in the house of the Lord, it moves God. God hears us. We've been worshiping, praying. God hear our prayer. That's why the enemy fights church attendance. You know, sometimes we have a nice crowd, and sometimes we have so many on Zoom, I wonder where the other ones that was doing, but they all be on Zoom. That's why distractions rise on Sunday morning. Amen. That's why tiredness hits hardest before service. Y'all see this? Because the devil knows if you get to the church, something might change. Tell your neighbor, the church is the place to be.
Church is the place to be.
The church is where we grow spiritually.
Yes.
You cannot grow strong in Christ by yourself. Just like a coal pulled from the fire grows cold. And Christians, disconnected from the body grows weak. Ephesians 4:11-13, God gave pastors, teachers, evangelists, for what? For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes.
For building up the body.
Yes.
For maturity in Christ. Okay. The church is God's classroom.
Amen.
It's where we learn the word.
Yes.
We're corrected in love.
Yes.
We encourage in trials. Yes. We equip for purpose. Some people say, I don't need the church. Yes. I have God. You can't have too much of God if you're not in a fellowship.
All right, amen.
But God said, I gave you the church.
Yeah.
Christians is not a solo walk.
Okay.
It is a family walk. The church is styled as a family.
Yes.
Okay. We grow together. We pray together. We worship together. We stand together. The church is the place to be for growth. Yeah. If you're in the church and you ain't grown, don't blame the church. Check yourself.
Amen.
He is where he was. If the pastor preaches, some folks get offended. He put my business out of me. I don't know about your business.
Okay.
God got your business.
Amen.
So to come that way, don't make it a norm that you just say, I'll just let the word go for it. Don't find yourself in there that next thing. Psalms 147:3. He healed the broken heart. It invited up their wounds.
Right.
How many people walk into the church broken?
Amen.
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 Broken marriages.
Yeah.
You can fix it. And sometimes we won't fix it. Because sometimes we get the wrong package.
Yeah.
And once we get the wrong package, we got to get that package back from which it came from. And we got to keep moving. And you know, it's like you can't make somebody become saved or become like you to know God. So people have difference and different arrangements or degrees. That means if you with me and we met each other and I was saying you wasn't, now you got space to come to where I'm at because, you know, hopping to fellowship unless they agree. Now,
right,
if you don't agree with me, I'm tired of arguing with you all the time. I'm tired of you know what I mean, just the kids going to church.
Oh yeah.
I remember Jeff Little, both my daughters. And back in those days, church was Sunday night.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Friday night.
Yeah,
that
Wednesday.
Almost every day.
Almost every day of the week.
So my mother, here we are, She was going at first, but then she fell off, and then the kids going. So I'm looking. Now I'm beginning to hear the sister say, "Your husband, he ain't no fun no more." I said, "What? Your husband act like a square now. Are you gonna call me a square? Much as I was down with everything in life, you got to be crazy." I found the better way.
All
right. I got tired and sick and tired of smoking weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Tired and sick and tired of smoking cocaine. Tired of being tired of hustling, trying to get it down. Always in the street. Tired. When God delivered me, that's the best day he done.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's been 40 years, they ain't looking back. I don't need nothing but the Lord.
Delivering.
Now, what other folks do, I don't judge. I know from which I came from.
Amen.
I had no right to judge.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about me. Hear me and kids going, all of a sudden she done dropped off. Now I'm hearing through the grapevine, ain't no fun. Are you serious? I done taught you how to smoke cocaine? From the dollar bill to the pipe, you gonna tell me I'm square. Because I don't want to do that no more. Really? I said, okay. But I remember when the Lord saved me, he took all that away from me. So I didn't care if the woman I married go or come. I don't care. Right. But me and my house, we going to serve the Lord.
Yes.
And that's what we were doing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jeff, my two girls on each year. Jeff, what? We all. That's all you have to do. Y'all go to church almost every day. I said, what happened to you? You used to come with it. Now you don't come.
All right, now.
But she told me. She said, I don't want to say good. Then she told me, she said, I don't want a man to tell me nothing.
All right, now.
So I'm looking at her. She said, all you did was keep me pregnant. I said, what? I said, I didn't keep you pregnant. You couldn't be out there hustling with me. I had to hustle. Who you think brought me? I had to hustle to bring the money in to feed y'all sometimes. But I did it. No, she never told the kids how we didn't have no food. And I tried to get food all up. And all of a sudden, I couldn't get in there. I had to wait tonight to go around a place and bring it back. The next morning, she wake up. I said, look in my pocket and go get some groceries. She didn't tell them I went to prison for robbing. It's just to feed them. She didn't tell them that. They found out later from me. And that was the truth. So help me God. So I said, okay. That's the way you feel. Now y'all can imagine, it was 10 years. We got 3 kids. Finally got married. Was together 16 years. Finally got married. They married for 16 months. Ain't that funny? So I said, you know what? I'm gonna say this to you. God is the man, he gonna tell you something. And I was through with the conversation.
All right now.
So next thing I know, we were done. And I was sleeping on empty floors in apartments. But look at me now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All that you've done to me, not going to down, but sharing the projects I'm not.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Got the best wife that I could ever have in this life.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah.
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez and Associates, LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all. Which you read here.
Yeah.
And follow thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, There's no man that has left house. Mm-hmm. I got put up, I leave. Mm-hmm. Or brother, or sister, or father, a mother, or wife, or children, or land for my sake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the gospel. And I left for the gospel's sake because I want to be saved. This part he got me, he reminded me the other day after a funeral. But he shall receive 100-fold. Now, not later, but now.
All right.
In this time, houses.
Yes.
Brothers.
Yes.
Sisters.
Yes.
I got them all in here.
Yes.
Mothers. Children. Land. With prosecution. And in the world to come, eternal life.
Yes.
He has blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Me, my wife, my daughter, with 100-fold.
Yes.
Every time I think about it, I just shake my head.
Hallelujah.
Because he, what he said, he told me that years ago, and I told him, really, he's living in another house. I said, didn't the Lord just tell me? And I told him, and then I said, then he told me, he said, your latter years is going to be greater than your beginning.
Yes.
I said, really, this is what the Lord just said to me. She looked at me. Now I know what he's talking about.
Yes.
Ain't working nobody's job.
Thank you, Lord. That's right.
Not trying to be funny, but my white brother and sister here, but I ain't working no white man's job ever again.
Amen.
You can't even pay me enough to do it. He took me off my job early. I was 56. Mm-hmm. Took me off. I didn't know how I was going to make it. It was great. So, man.
Good God.
Took me off. And finally, he even brought us out of bankruptcy. He started taking things and fixing them before.
Yeah.
And I started watching and seeing, I said, piecing it all together. I said, nah, brother. To her there, I said, look, he done just what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
He has a broken heart.
Yeah.
You're talking about the church, I'm almost there. Broken dreams. Broken minds.
Mm-hmm.
But they walk out of change when they come into the house.
Why?
Because Jesus is in the house.
Yes, he is.
In Mark chapter 2, a paralyzed man was lowered through the roof, because the house was full when Jesus was teaching.
Right.
And the Bible said when Jesus saw that faith, he said, rise up and walk. But can you imagine somebody tearing this roof off, coming just to hear the word of the Lord?
Right.
And when they get done tearing up, I look at him and say, now you're going to fix it.
Okay.
I'm trying to get you.
I
you're gonna fix that room. Sometimes your breakthrough is waiting in church. Your deliverance is waiting in church. I see addicts free.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Alcohol free.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Marriage is restored.
Hallelujah.
Man, when he spoke, he gave me the best thing I ever had.
Oh,
sick bodies healed.
Yeah.
Got a kidney from being in the house.
Hallelujah.
I was on my way there. I didn't think anything. I'm just going to be everything. I think the two people that knew was the band, I said, I don't think I'm going to make it. Because that house was whooping me forward.
I
didn't want to talk to it. All I could do is go home and lay in the bed. And when I wake up, it'd be 6 o'clock. I eat, but she ain't. I go right back to bed. I'm too weak to do anything.
What God? What God?
I said, my Lord. I said, Brenda, I ain't going to make it.
What God?
She said, yes, you will.
Amen.
I said to myself, now she's talking to me, but she ain't walking in my shoes.
All right. What God?
I was believing God.
That's
all.
Amen.
Y'all always praying for me.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Six body healed.
Thank you.
I know a lot of people that need a kidney and they didn't get it.
All
right. They died.
Favor.
Jimmy with his nephew. Guy like that. He was on dialysis and he died.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was his
ALB. That was his brother. I like him, ALB.
Yeah,
so I watched ALB go through dialysis before I got there. When I got there, I said, oh my Lord, he'll be doing this, now here I am. Lost souls saved. All in the church. Tell somebody again, the church is the place to be.
Church is the place to be.
Church is where we find strength,
yes.
Communities,
hallelujah.
Life, Yes. Not you now. Uh-huh. Storms will come. You know. Trials will hit. Yes. Seasons will change. Yes. But God never meant for you to go through it alone. Galatians 6:2. Bear ye one another's burden and so fulfill the law of the church. In the church. Mm-hmm. Someone pray when you were weak. Someone encouraged when you were tired. Someone stood when you were hurting. The enemy wants to isolate you. He wants you to leave the church and get by yourself and start saying, ain't never going back to church no more. This ain't real. This is that. He will isolate you. Because if he isolates you, he know he got you.
Amen.
But God brings you into fellowship. Thank God for fellowship. The church is not perfect because people aren't perfect. See, and this is what we have to realize. So you can't put your mouth on another church.
Hallelujah.
Or on another person about a church. You have to leave that alone. I don't care how popular that ministry is. Don't hate them because you ain't got no business. You don't know what took them to get you where they was at. But God, it is chosen. Place for support and love.
Yeah.
When we hurt, we all hurt.
Yes, tell the truth.
When we rejoice,
we all rejoice. Tell the truth.
That's why the church is the place to be.
Amen.
And I'm true. Give God some praise. The church is the place. We need
one
the church.
Another.
We need one another.
Hallelujah to
Jesus. Now I'm just going to do a prayer.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.